All right, back on the Young Turks. I'm just going to finish a sentence we were in the middle of, even though you guys have no idea what I'm talking about. Next thing you know, you're going to be in favor of charging for parking.
No, that's, I mean, but that's never a nice, fun, enjoyable experience. I was just talking about how life has gotten so crazy that my favorite part of the day is when I'm sitting in traffic. Like, I enjoy sitting in traffic.
No, so I'll give you my version of that. I can't afford that stuff, so I got to be making calls and stuff. But so today, anyway, I don't want to, it's boring. But so I'll tell you this, though. Sometimes I'll have like a minute and a half, that happened today. And sometimes I'll have like 7 minutes, which I could make a call in, but I'll cheat.
And you won't make that call.
And I won't make the call. And I'll be like, ooh, I'm just in the car and I'm just driving for 7 minutes and I'm not multitasking. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
And I think about life and trees and babies and
babies, okay.
Now that's what leads me to my next story. I don't think about random babies.
Okay, so real quick, I've become my dad. And when I say that, I mean that my dad never listened to music. When he was driving, he always listened to like news radio, KFWB in LA. That was like back in the day, it used to be news, and that was all he would ever listen to. And I'd be like, oh, my dad's so boring. And now I basically do the same thing where I always listen to news or a podcast. And I've discovered this delightful show called Radio Times. Have you guys heard of it? It's so good. I forget the name of the host, it's a female host. And she'll just like dive into one topic. And sometimes they're like super political topics, sometimes they're not. She did like an hour long episode on the evolution of dogs and like the way we've bred them to like be a certain way. Like, cause they're descendants of wolves. Like Charlie used to be a wolf.
Little Charlie.
And he's just this sweet little thing now, but you know, he's a descendant of wolves. And so anyway, I fucking love sitting in traffic. I'm like, oh yeah, Radio Times all day, every day, baby.
Wow, that's a good endorsement for that podcast.
I love it. It's a great show.
So that leads me to several different topics real quick. So number one, it's one of my favorite facts is that scientists figured out, it's not 1000% figured out, but this is the leading theory, okay? Is that there was three great predators in Europe, basically, when Homo sapiens came out of Africa. It was Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, and wolves. And
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. And humans and wolves ganged up on the Neanderthals. And that's why the Neanderthals are extinct. We fucking mauled them, okay? And we did it with wolves. We would hunt together with wolves. And all dogs are descendants of those wolves, which we bred in different ways, which is amazing, amazing. And that's why a dog is a man's best friend, because he helped us murder the Neanderthals.
Wow, okay.
Isn't that amazing? There's so many amazing things about wolves. Did you ever see the video of when they're reintroduced into Yellowstone, I think it was?
The wolves?
Yeah.
No, I never saw that.
Oh, it's amazing, guys. You guys, you have to check that out, Google it. And if it's not Yellowstone, it's Yosemite or something, okay? And so they had kicked the wolves out because they're the big bad wolf and they're gonna eat everybody. And so then they're like, there's something wrong here. Like there's, everything is dying, right?
Yeah.
And it's because, so they're like, let's reintroduce the wolves into the park and see what happens. They fucking move the rivers, okay? I'm not kidding. They're like Anna Kasparian in a debate. They move the furniture around, okay? So here's what I mean. So the wolves then go eat the deer. And it turns out the deer had overbred. And so they had started eating all the vegetation, which then started killing the other animals, which then moved the river, okay? And when the wolves were reintroduced into the park, the deer got culled, which allowed the vegetation to increase, which allowed all the other animals to flourish, and which then eventually moved the river back. That's so cool! Wolf-back.com. Okay.
Wow.
That has nothing to do with any of that, but still, wolf-back.com. So, story number two is podcasts. So they're blowing up. Everybody's all about the podcast. I know, like, I know. It was like a million years ago. I get it. I'm not Andy Rooney. What is this thing about what the kids are calling podcast? Okay, what are you casting? And is it really a pod? Does anybody even remember the Andy Rooney reference?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. So, I think there's a lot of good ones that. So I'm bringing it up because so everybody is buzzing about Pod Save America. You know about this one?
Mm-mm.
So it's Jon Favreau, the speechwriter for Obama, not the director and mm-hmm. actor, and John Lovett, and these guys worked for Obama. So I'm bad at podcasting, so I don't listen to anything. Uh-huh. Plus, again, with the car and the yeah. calls and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm skeptical.
They
worked for Obama. You know that they voted for Hillary. You know that they're establishment. But everybody says they're funny and smart. I'm like, really? Can you really be funny and smart and voted for Hillary? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Okay.
Anyway. They might have an interesting perspective. So one of the things that I like doing is, so yesterday I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast where he was interviewing these two university professors. I think one of them is a psychologist, the other one I forget. But one of them was ousted because of research that he did into Hitler. Mm-hmm. And so his argument was, everyone keeps brushing Hitler off as like a crazy person and nothing more. But there's more to it. Like, you need to understand Hitler's psychology in order to prevent something like that from happening again.
Of course.
Right, which I completely agree with. But you know, it was just such a fascinating podcast because, look, obviously we're on the record several times talking about how, you know, ousting speakers that you don't agree with and all that shit is ridiculous and you shouldn't do it. But it was also interesting to hear from two educators who are not liberals. They were not liberals by any stretch of the imagination, you know, sharing their perspective. And I think in a different setting where you get little tiny snippets of them making arguments, it's easy for people to like get fired up and angry. But in a podcast format, and I believe Joe Rogan interviewed them for like 3.5 hours, it's completely different. Like, you get to hear them out, and Rogan just kind of sits back and lets them talk. And it was a really illuminating podcast, and I love it. So that's like reasonable people on the political spectrum, maybe somewhere on the political spectrum that I don't consider myself on, right? But then there's like Patriot Radio on Sirius XM where you get like the lunatics. I like listening to that too.
Okay.
Because I wanna know where they're coming from, how they react to the news, what's their spin, what's their take. I don't want to just assume things when I'm on the show, right?
Yeah.
So I like listening to all that stuff.
Does your boy Smirkanish have a podcast?
I don't know if he has a podcast, but he has a daily show that I also listen to.
Man, you
Smirkanish annoyed me yesterday.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Not Smirkanish.
I don't care to hear Smirkanish's thoughts on the new iPhone. In fact, I don't give a fuck about the new iPhone. Like, I'm
don't
just
care.
No, can I just say, like,
agreed.
Every time a new iPhone comes out, like, oh my god, everybody, okay, so they came out with a new phone, let's move on with our lives. Like, it becomes the top news story, and I don't give a fuck. I don't tune into Smirkanish to hear about the iPhone. I tune into Smirkanish to hear his thoughts on what's going on in politics.
Well, that's partly why I'm amused by Smirkanish, because he thinks like, oh, everybody's talking about the iPhone, I'm gonna weigh it. Like,
He does think like that.
And yeah, like he thinks it's a hot topic, so he's gonna talk about it.
Aww, but overall, I really like him.
I know you do, you're nuts. Okay, anyway, so me with the podcast, I tried to figure it out once. I listened to a Mark Maron podcast for like 5 minutes, and it was still commercials, and I was like, I don't know, I clicked away, and then I was done with podcasts forever.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, some of you podcast this, so don't do that, okay? But, So they gotta get paid. I'm not hating on them for the commercials. I had to go to something else, and I clicked, and then I was gone.
Yeah.
So I stopped listening to the radio because it's ad after ad after ad, and they're all so annoying. All the DJs running, I hate them all. They're all fake. I can't stand them.
Yeah.
And I hate radio. Okay. Anyway, except for Sirius Satellite Radio on the channel we're on. Okay. Anyways. So now all I listen to is my iPhone. If I have a couple of, like a Friday night driving home, I'm like, oh yeah, it's time to listen to music in the car, go nuts. But it's the same, it's the same 100 songs. I just listened to them over and over and over again.
Oh my god! I don't know. What, like that sounds like something John would do.
Yeah, no, are you kidding me? I think that's a great insult to John to compare him to something I would do. Okay, in this setting. Anyways, so which brings me back to babies and the last topic. So I've been taking my kids to school more often on the during the days. Like if I have a business meeting at night, I'll take the kids to school in the morning to spend more time with them. And so and we'll sometimes listen to music even though it's not a long ride. And Joy now has a new favorite song on my list of 100 songs that I have on my iPhone. And it's an old school one. Do you remember Brandy's This Boy Is Mine?
Yes.
Yeah.
She likes that song?
She loves that song.
You're in trouble.
Oh, I'm in huge trouble.
You're in so much trouble.
She's so funny. She's so, I don't know if it was like the YouTube kids stuff that she watches, but if it was, it was only partly that. It certainly wasn't us. She is so stereotypically female. It's amazing. From day one, she's like, Pink, love Pink. I can't get enough of Pink, okay? And it's so weird because Pink didn't used to be a female color. Mm-hmm. And you know, so I read that trippy thing and that like shook my world. But for some reason, she loves Pink, right? And she loved dolls from day one. The minute she saw makeup, she's like, yes, makeup. This is like world changing, right? And she, all the different songs that I play, like Pro Likes Animals, I played them stuffed animals that we shot with Brett, right? And Wyatt, JR's son. He's checked that out on PopTrick. Anyway, and they love that, and they like Uptown Funk You Up. But what, the only thing Joy cares about is This Boy Is Mine. She's like, no, This Boy Is Mine.
Joy is, she's a little fireball. I love
she
that.
She is. Yeah. She is. And anyway, so I realized today, like, it's, we're all hurrying and there's a million things to do.
Yeah.
And I'm so behind. I have a business dinner tonight and in between I have to do 28 fucking things, okay? But then I thought, Jesus, man, if I get to be old one day, if I get to be old. Anyway, I'm, you know, 80 whatever, right? How much would I pay to have one more day where I hold Joy and Pro's hands and walk them to school?
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's the shit that matters. Yeah. That is the shit that matters.
She got tiny little hands. His hands aren't much bigger. And you have to hold them across the street.
And she's still in that stage where you're like her hero. Like one day that's not going to happen anymore.
Oh, I know. Like, I know. I'm in so much trouble.
One day, and it's going to be terrible for both of you, one day she's going to be old enough to notice your flaws.
What do you mean? What flaws?
And like it's...
I haven't gotten to that age yet. Where I notice my own flaws.
Well, that's very true. But she will get to that point. So yeah, I mean, okay, and then my niece. Like it's insane how I feel about my niece. Like I've never felt like that about anyone ever. And I'm so, like, I love her so much. It's crazy.
It's a DNA thing. We're hardwired that way. Like we bred the wolves to be cute little dogs. And we were at some point evolutionarily hardwired, very logically so, to love the hell out of our kids and our family so that we would keep the genes going.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
It's Darwinism 101.
So we have a weekly dinner real quick and with my brother, and I get to see my niece every week, which I love. And the other day when we went, she was just like very fussy and grumpy. She was crying. And usually when I'm in situations like that with other kids, I'll be like, oh, okay, you know, like I'll give the kid away. But I was like, I was loving it. I was like, she's crying in my arms. It's fine. I'm going to calm her down. I did. I calmed her down.
Oh, how proud did you?
Oh, I was so proud. And then there was like, I finally figured out how to make her laugh. And she's still too young. But I want it to get to a point where when she sees me, she's excited. And so I told Christian, I'm like, we need to start like buying gifts. Like every time
what do we learn from politics?
Every time I see her, like here's a gift.
What do we learn from politics? Bribery works.
Yeah.
Bribery works. Okay, yeah. And with kids, it works like a charm. like, you know, you got to play with them and you got to see them more often. Those are things that work. But then when my mom comes in with chocolate eggs, they go ballistic. Chocolate eggs, we love you, Mama.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
They're just so sweet. And it's like, she is the only representation of goodness, like, that I get in my life right now.
Left in the world, everything else is evil.
Not evil, but it's like, think about it. Like,
hard, I get it. Hard.
Yeah, yeah, it's very hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here is our concluding thought. Anna's getting pregnant.
No, I'm not getting pregnant. Relax.
Somebody's getting pregnant tonight.
Yeah, now would be a very bad time. I don't know. That's not happening anytime soon.
Yeah, all right, if you say so. I'm not saying that.
But then what do I do about the, like, I know this is ridiculous, but I think about the election. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I can't get pregnant like an election year. Like, and I don't want to have an infant during an election year. Like, what am I going to do? Have an infant and then deal with the circus of an election?
Yeah.
Like, last year was the worst year of my life, period. Right? Mm-hmm. I can't juggle a kid and an election.
Isn't it crazy that this little girl that walked into our studios in Wilshire, now talking about having kids and
a kid.
Right? Multiple kids. And married, grown up.
Yeah.
Man. We've lived a life, man. We've lived a life. All right. God bless you guys. Thank you for being part of our lives. We'll see you tomorrow.